And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. Hey, my name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your information flow, and we're going to do so by bringing Karen and Troy onto the show. If you've listened to the show for any period of time, I've had the opportunity to talk with them. I've had the opportunity to explore their journey as real estate investors, and more importantly, you've had the opportunity to listen to them as they have progressed through the natural progression of a real estate investor. Now, this might shock you. This may totally floor you, but I'm going to say it anyway. Even though Karen and Troy are highly successful real estate investors, that wasn't always the case. No, that wasn't the case at all. As a matter of fact, they were doing probably what you're doing right now, working hard, dedicated to being the best at what they did to help their employer earn profits, to do the things that need to be done to make sure that the organization that they were a part of prospered. They were a part of a team. They were part of something bigger than themselves. But there was a big problem. One day, they took a step back, and they kind of looked at each other. I'm assuming you guys looked at each other. Now, Karen and Troy, I'm going to bring you on the show now because I want to make sure I get this story right. So I'm going to paraphrase and try and tell your story, and you jump in at any time if I get it wrong. Okay, you guys cool with that?
Absolutely.
Sounds good.
Okay. Oh, by the way, welcome back to the show. It's nice to have you guys back. But
glad to be here, Al.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a little deep with you guys, but we're gonna do it for a very important reason, because we're gonna help somebody out who's listening to us. So you guys on board for that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Always glad
okay.
to help.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So did I get anything wrong so far? Do we have to correct the record so far?
You're on the right track.
Okay, good, good, good. What was your retirement plan before you became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, before you even heard about Lifestyles Unlimited, before somebody told you about Lifestyles Unlimited? What were you guys doing for retirement?
Yeah, that's a great question, Al. And what I would say is prior to 2015, right, because that's when we joined Lifestyles, we were both working, W-2 jobs. We had paid off our house, definitely investing in the 401k, and our plan was to work for corporate America until we reached between 62 and 65, and that's when we thought that it was feasible for us to retire. So, going back 10 years, I mean, that was the financial plan, and neither Karen nor I, while we had, skills and knowledge, of different industries, our knowledge of the real estate industry was, pretty low to near zero. And so that's kind of what our plan was, is just corporate America, 401k, and then retire between 62 and 65.
That's where we were headed until we met Lifestyles, if you would call it that.
So you were doing what everybody else was doing. You were doing what conventional wisdom told you to do. You were doing what the herd was doing. You were doing things according to the advice you'd been given. Am I onto something?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's just the mode of operation, right? I mean, the way that my brain worked was, hey, go to college, get a college degree, start a family, and then you work for, an organization until your time for retirement. And that was, sometime in your mid, 60s. And so, I didn't really know of a different path. And so, in light of that information, you just continue going down the same path that you've seen others go down, and, the path that you know about.
And you get encouragement along the way too. I mean, your friends are doing the same thing. They're all a part of what you're doing. All your coworkers, they're all vested in the same, probably mutual funds that you're invested in. Maybe, you know, some are growth oriented, some are value oriented, or however they do it with the stocks. But at the end of the day, you guys are doing what everybody tells you to do because nobody's bothered to tell you that there's a different path you could follow. Correct?
Absolutely.
I think it's traditional wisdom. I mean, you know, it's what we had learned in school and from, like you said, peers and family. And it was just, you know, we were working hard. We were investing. I mean, max out our 401k, pay off our house, things like that. But we were working harder, not smarter.
The two of you have a lot in common with my wife and myself. I mean, you've been happily married for over 30 years. You've got great children. Your children are married. Mine are working on that. There's a lot of parallels here. I mean, we both have lived in Texas. We both are interested in investing in Tennessee. You know, so there's a lot of things in common. Oh, yeah, and by the way, we're both very successful real estate investors. But at one point, we weren't any of that, were we?
No, not even close.
So how did you guys find out about real estate investing? Did somebody tell you about it? Did you read a book? Were you checking out stuff online? What caused that spark to fire off in your brain?
Well, it's a good story, Al. You know, and it's one almost by accident, right? And so if you go back to January 2015, you know, one of my friends from college called me up the night before the Lifestyles Unlimited Expo that was in Houston. And he asked me what I was doing the next day. I said nothing. He said he was going to pick me up. He was going to have a, you know, couple breakfast burritos for us. We were going to go to this event. He didn't even tell me it was real estate based. And he said, there's this crazy guy named Dell that we're going to have, you know, a few drinks with, you know, because there was the fireside chat at the end of the day. We're going to learn something. It'll be a good time. And so I just trusted him. And so that started our journey. I said yes. He picked me up. I go to the event. And what I saw was, you know, I'm going to say two things. One, high integrity. The people that I met, the speakers that talked, I got, you know, I guess the feelings, you know, of high integrity of the people that I personally encountered. The second thing that I saw was a path, you know, from an educational perspective where they had curriculum to you know, teach you, you know, how to, you know, be successful in real estate. And so I signed up that very day. And it was funny because when I came home that night and shared with Karen that we were now a part of a real estate program, you know, I got the hairy eyeball look and, you know, there's a lot of question marks there from her perspective. And so Karen wasn't engaged, you know, on the real estate at the very beginning. The next part of our journey was, you know, Lifestyles has these, you know, 2-day events where it's just an immersion of information. I think they now call it like the Investor Skills Program. But, you know, I went, Karen didn't. And what I learned in that 2-day was that everything that Karen and I had been doing up until that point was not the right path. And what I mean by that is, you know, like we had paid off our house. So we had zero debt, you know, from a mortgage perspective. I thought that was good. You know, we had invested a lot in IRAs and 401ks. I thought that was the thing to do. And so even to this day, when we go to the Lifestyles building, you know, outside in the parking lot, there's a spot where I was walking from the 2-day to lunch over in Jason's Deli. And I had called Karen and I was excited because of all the stuff we had learned. And I was sharing with her that, you know, everything that we were doing was wrong and that we need to do some other stuff, you know, that was going to, you know, cause us to have a lot of tax deductions and a different path, you know, for retirement. And she stopped me in my tracks and said, you know, Troy, I'm a CPA. What you're saying is not possible. You know, you're involved in some kind of scam. And she was extremely skeptical. And so that was, you know, how we, you know, ended, you know, the first 2-day that I went to. So that's how we got introduced into Lifestyles.
Yeah, you know, your story isn't too dissimilar from mine. I did the bold thing that you did. I went ahead and became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I went home and I told my wife, hey, guess what we did today? And boy, you could have, I mean, it was a bad experience. My wife felt the same way you did, Karen. I mean, she was taken back that I was so ignorant that I allowed myself to be swindled. I mean, that's got to be what you were thinking, right, Karen?
I'm pretty sure my words to him was, "We're not doing anything illegal."
Oh man.
Literally, I know the exact spot in the Lifestyles parking lot when you leave there going across the street when I had called Karen. You know, like, I'm on cloud nine. I think we've got this path, this new path. And, you know, definitely there was some letting out of the air of the balloon in that conversation with Karen.
Go ahead. Complete the record for us. What happened to make you turn from, this is the worst decision you've ever made in your life, Troy, to, I mean, being one of the darlings amongst the Lifestyles Unlimited community? How did you do that?
Yeah, so from my perspective, I mean, you know, I have, obviously, I'm a CPA. I have an accounting background. It's like, I understand depreciation. He starts talking about it. I'm like, I understand depreciation, but I don't think I couldn't. And I think most people, you know, that have the same background that I do, you may not be able to really fully grasp that if you haven't seen it applied to real estate and the way it's reflected in your income tax return. So that part of it, I just, you know, I obviously understood depreciation. I wasn't grasping how it could help us with him having still a W-2 job and how me as a real estate professional, that would allow us to offset his W-2 income. And for me, like Troy said, I did not go to the 2-day event when he went. It took me several more months down the road and him kind of, to use words he likes to use, chewing on me, or just, you know, the faucet dripping, just, you know, with information before I agreed to go. And then I think once I went, I felt much better about it. At the time, I probably wasn't ready to totally jump in. I mean, we did begin investing passively. And then I think throughout that next year, as we invested passively and I kind of immersed myself in the education from LU and going to the events and meeting the people and seeing real stories of how it really worked. I think that was what it took for me. Meeting the real people and seeing it's real.
Yeah. Ahead, what I would say is that it took her 6 months, you know, to be fair. You know, I had to chew on her for 6 months and then she reluctantly agreed to go to the 2-day with me. And so that was my second time. And the first day, you know, they kind of focused on single family and, you know, she was okay, you know, because we had actually bought a single family from when we joined in January to that point. But then after the second day of the two day, she's the one that said, you know, Troy, I think we should go to that next level, which is the preferred investment program. And I think we paid, you know, to upgrade our membership on that day. And so at that point, you know, we went from, you know, Troy kind of pushing the rock up the mountain to all of a sudden both of us were now pushing the boulder up the mountain. And, you know, it made all the difference. And then it didn't take that long, maybe a year of doing some passive investing until Karen said, I'm going to push the boulder up the mountain, whether you're involved or not, because I still had a W-2 job that I was fully, you know, focusing on. And so that's when she kind of, you know, I said, you know, really took the lead as a lead and changed our trajectory for retirement.
Everything I'm hearing is like a monumental shift in how you approach real estate. I mean, as a CPA, as somebody that looks at, you know, business records and tax records and all that stuff, you were looking at it with a particular lens, but really, it took Lifestyles Unlimited to kind of pull you away from that, pull you back, if you will, so that you could see the bigger picture of what real estate could actually do for you. I mean, that must have just been mind-blowing.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Al. I mean, without Lifestyles, I mean, that's not something I would have come up with on my own. I mean, could you get there? Probably. But yeah, just the education that was provided through Lifestyles and, like I said, the mentoring and the people you meet, and the knowledge that they're all willing to share, the mentality of, you know, there's abundance, there's enough for everyone kind of thing, I think probably tipped me over the edge and definitely changed our life. And you know, the way we were going changed us from, you know, thinking we're not retiring until mid-60s to we can do this you know, 10, 15 years earlier.
Hey, we're coming up against the end of the segment. When we come back, we're going to get right back on this topic. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Working hard but still falling behind? Learn how real estate investing can help you build income and move forward with purpose. Text RADIO to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Tired of chasing trends or guessing what works? Lifestyles Unlimited teaches a strategy-focused approach to real estate investing that starts with education. Text RADIO to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. In this segment, we're continuing our conversation on real-world investing, what works, what doesn't, and how to move forward with confidence. And we're doing so by getting into the heads of my guests, Karen and Troy. Now, if you don't know anything about them, if you're not a Lifestyles Unlimited member, they're just somebody in your ear right now. But I want you to pay attention to what they're saying, because this couple did everything that you did up until the point they were introduced to Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, Troy, he jumped in with both feet, kind of like I did when I became a member back in 2017. But in 2015, when Troy told Karen that he had checked out Lifestyles Unlimited, he went to an event and he thought it was like the next thing since sliced bread. He told Karen about it and Karen wasn't having it. But we found out that Karen has an objective mind. Even though she was initially very skeptical about Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, because, you know, if you think about the name, it's, you can make some jokes about the name, right? But at the end of the day, the name is really the mission of the company. It's designed to help people like you and me, like Karen and Troy, change the trajectory of their life by doing something for investing that's completely different than what we were taught. So Karen, after about 6 months of chewing on Lifestyles Unlimited content, did they turn you loose?
Didn't they turn me loose? So, it, like Troy said, it probably took me 6 months before I was fully on board. And then once I was, I mean, I became really involved with the group here in Houston. And we started investing passively, you know, as we met leads and learned more about them, got to know them. We started investing passively and invested in 11 passive deals in 11 months, I think, in our first 11 months as a preferred member. And then at some point in there, I started thinking, you know, I can do this myself. I could do this too. And I think that's where Troy said he was surprised when I called him up and said, hey, I found the first property that we want to buy as leads.
Troy, tell me what that moment was like for you.
Yeah, you know, it was an interesting moment. I got a high stressful job. I'm in charge of a lot of people, a lot of processes, systems. And, you know, there's something going on that day, because every day there's something going on. I get a call from my lovely bride and pick up the phone, and she's excited, you know, and just telling you this story, I'm flashing back to when I called her and the reaction that I got. It was a little bit different. But anyway, so she was excited and she basically told me, you know, hey, I just found our first property as a lead. And I wasn't quite sure that we were, you know, moving into the lead space, but, you know, she had already found the property and had decided that that was the next step. So that was pretty exciting. I will say, in going back, you know, when we talk about, you know, passive investing, you know, what you're really doing is finding somebody that, you know, is somebody you want to partner with, and then you're wiring funds to them, you know, to do a deal. And I remember the very first one that we did, you know, where we were passive investing, you know, I was like, are we doing the right thing? I mean, it's a big hurdle to get over with, you know, mentally, but it's nothing compared to your wife calling you, telling you that, you know, she's found a property and we're going to do a lead deal. And then I have to sit at a conference room table signing a note you know, that's a couple of million dollars, that puts a gulp in your mouth. But she was calm as could be. I mean, I looked over there saying, do I really want to sign this document? She was like, absolutely. So that's how that kind of whirlwind happened, you know, as Karen decided, you know, to transition for us from passive to active.
I think it's a beautiful story. I mean, it tells the natural progression of the real estate investor, something that we focus on as Lifestyles Unlimited members. It tells the story of how Karen went from skeptic to basically the lead person in your partnership. And she took the bull by the horn. She decided to become a more active investor as opposed to a passive investor. So, Karen, the question I've got, and I'm sure people in the audience want to know this answer too. Were you retired? I mean, had you been able to retire yourself with the passive income that comes in from investing passively in other people's deals when you made the decision to become a lead? Or was that part of the journey that you decided to become a lead while you were still working, and that was part of the transition away from working? How did it play out?
So I had stopped working prior to us joining Lifestyles. I mean, we were fortunate enough. I kind of did it backwards than what a lot of people do when raising your family. I stayed home when my kids got older and in high school to make sure they stayed on track and stayed out of trouble. So I had left the corporate world at the time and was focusing on our family. And
you took on the toughest job in the world. Amen.
At the time, it seemed that way, right?
Yeah.
But they were getting older, so I was having more time that I could, you know, focus on something else. And that was, I think, part of the timing of the decision to, you know, move from passive to a more active role, like you said, to a lead investor, was that then I felt like I did have the time to dedicate to that. So in that respect, I had already, Troy called me retired. I didn't consider it retired, but yes, I had left the corporate world at that point.
Yeah, well, hats off to you. I mean, you know, the fact that you were a stay-at-home mom and in charge of the household, raising the kids, putting your values into them instead of other people doing that, you know, that's the way we did it too. And again, you guys are very similar to our family. It's kind of interesting, don't you think?
It is interesting, yeah. Yeah,
that's one of the things I found out about Lifestyles Unlimited, and I'm sure you guys did too, is that the people that are around you that you're hanging out with, they're just like you, right?
Yeah, there's always it's amazing all the similarities when you start talking to different people and things you have in common. But yeah, it's normal people. It's not, you know, I think sometimes the perception of real estate investor is some, you know, it's just somebody that's, I guess, out of your reach or out of your world, you know, at a whole nother level. And I mean, honestly, most of the people we meet are just like us.
Yeah. And we all have the same problem. We're stuck doing what we thought was the right thing, only to find out that it could fail us in the future.
Yeah. And I mean, we've learned that there is a better way, right? There are other options than, you know, a lot of us, sounds like you included, thought, you know, this is our path. This is our only option in life. So, just learning about and opening our eyes to the possibilities has been a game changer for us.
Yeah. Do you guys mind if I share some numbers with the audience about, you know, what you've done with real estate?
Sure. No, that's fine.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, according to my notes here, you guys have owned a lot of real estate. And if we were to calculate the number of units that you've owned over the time you've been real estate investors, that number appears to be 7,242 units across many properties. And you have liquidated some of those units. You currently hold 4,143 units, of which 273 of those units are ones you're actively managing as a lead investor as part of Lifestyles Unlimited. That sounds like a lot of real estate, guys.
It is a lot. Yeah. Yeah. To do that in 10 years, I guess it's been since we joined Lifestyles and started our real estate journey. But yeah, like we've said over and over, I mean, it's something that we never would have done without Lifestyles Unlimited. One, we wouldn't have had the education. Two, the support system. have gotten us where we are today.
Now, Karen and Troy, back in the day when we joined, we didn't have the ability to just go online, check out Lifestyles Unlimited and join. We actually had to go there in person, right?
Oh, yeah. There was not a lot of online 10 years ago.
No. COVID fixed that for Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, when everybody got locked down, we got a lot of online services, didn't we?
When COVID hit, you know, the Lifestyles organization took it to the next level, and the classes and the curriculum and the material online, you know, definitely went from good to great.
Now, Karen, when did you buy that first deal as a lead?
2018.
So did you own that into the pandemic?
Yes, we just sold it last year.
That one must have done okay, I'm thinking, right?
It did. We had initially intended to sell it a couple of years earlier, but you know, as you know, at that point in time, like 2023, I mean, it wasn't really a seller's market, and we just decided to hang on to it a little. But yeah, actually, that is interesting. That property, a couple months after we closed on it, our first deal, the city of Houston started a huge project to replace some water and sewer lines all along the street, and the road was torn up. This property was on a dead-end road, so I mean, we had a lot of operational issues caused by that in the beginning, from them construction workers breaking the gas line to residents being without water, noise issues that we had to overcome. And we actually ended up, it was a yield play. So, you know, we did not intend to do a cash out refi. We did not, you know, intend to think that we would increase the value enough to do that. But through all the struggles we had in the first year or so, we ended up being able to do a cash out refi in 2021 and returning about, I think it was 40% of the initial investment there. So it turned out, you know, better than expected, right?
One of the things that I remember was, you know, I've talked to many different leads, many different apartment owners, and here's something that I've never heard someone else say that happened to them. Because of the noise of them driving these pylons, you know, right by the property,
yeah,
the city of Houston actually had to buy these noise-canceling headphones for all of our residents because of the complaints and the noise level. And so, you know, real estate's very forgiving. And so that just kind of shows you, you know, some of the trials and tribulations that we had to go through, you know, those first couple of years, you know, from an operational perspective. And here's the thing that I would say, look, you know, Lifestyles provided the educational program. That was great. That helped us. But almost every day and week, there was something that was the first time, as, you know, both Karen and I didn't grow up in real estate, that we were faced with an issue. And the ability to call somebody, whether it was a mentor or a peer in the group, and there was never a situation that it was the first time for somebody in Lifestyles. It was, you know, hey, this is what you're going through. Here's what's coming next. You know, here's the things you need to do. And to be able to have that roadmap and the ability to have that information available to you and that help, that's invaluable. There is zero chance that Karen and I would have ended up here where we are today without that program, that roadmap, that mentorship, that friendship. So anyway, just a thought.
Yeah, that was a good thought, because I was just going to ask you if you did it alone, and clearly you didn't.
No, during those operational pain times, you know, Karen, you know, had multiple leads, multiple mentors, multiple operational specialists, you know, come on site and help give us guidance as we were going through, you know, the first 18 months, you know, to 24 months, because there were a lot of operations. When they shut down the road that's to your property for an extended period of time, it's hard to get new tenants, and it's hard to keep people that want to live there in that type of environment. So it was a testament to Karen. You know, she and I, but predominantly she, you know, went through that fire. And then we have a family motto that says, you know, adapt and overcome, you know, and that was something that we were living through, you know, those first couple of, that first period of time with that property.
The culture at Lifestyles Unlimited is there specifically to do what you just described. And I realized that I was getting something more than just a membership in an organization. I was helping to build a team around me, and part of that team was the Lifestyles Unlimited community. And I have found, like you have found, the ability to reach out to a mentor or an operations consultant or peers like you has been absolutely invaluable to me. It saved me time. It saved me grief. It saved me headaches. It saved me money. And more importantly, it gave me the solutions that I needed at the time I needed it. I mean, I don't know if you can put a price on that. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I don't think you can put a price on that, Al. I mean, that's something that I tell new members all the time when I meet them and they ask, you know, what should I do? You know, my suggestion, my recommendation is always get involved, go to the events, talk to people, get to know people, because just like you said, those relationships that you build, I mean, the effort that you have to put in to build those relationships, those pay dividends that, you know, you can't put a price on. Just they're always there. Even today, I have a group of other members who are also leads that we have a text group. And I mean, pretty much every day, somebody's got something in there. It may be a question. It may be a suggestion. And most of these people have been doing this for years. So, you know, but there's always one of us who has an answer or can help for the issue that you're facing. So that relationship part of it is just invaluable.
Now, you guys know I'm considered an aspiring lead in Lifestyles Unlimited. Are you
aware
of that? Yeah.
Now we are.
Oh, okay.
We need to be on your list.
Yeah, apparently we got to connect. Well, I'll tell you what. Next time I see you, you ask me for a business card, and I'll be more than happy to do that. Or there's that thing that we use called Podium. But besides that, what advice would you guys have as experienced leads in multiple locations? Because I know you're invested in Texas and also in Tennessee, and I'm an aspiring lead specifically in Tennessee. What piece of information do you think that I need to know right here and right now?
I would say that this is real. This is something that anybody can do. You don't have to have a wealth of knowledge and experience in real estate to you know, change your trajectory and to, you know, get involved with real estate. I think what Karen is saying is super important. Just because, you know, you kind of join, you got to get involved. And involvement is, you know, initially two steps. One, you know, there's a tremendous amount of education and there's a great curriculum that you go through to build that foundation on terminology, on processes, on thoughts. So you got to do that. But more importantly, you got to go to the events. You got to talk to people and, you know, feel free to ask any question. You know, that's one of the things that separates, I'm going to say, Lifestyles from many different organizations and groups that I've been a part of or I've engaged with. Everybody that I talk to is an open book. You know, it that abundance mentality that Karen mentioned, it's true. And people are willing to share their secrets of success, their recipes, their playbook, so that you can be successful. Because, you know, like, you know, the high tide raises all ships. It's that thought process that's, I'm going to say, unique, because I don't know of any other organization that's like that I've been a part of. But to start and to get engaged. If you don't get engaged, you know, it's not going to, your trajectory is not going to change. So that'd be my advice.
Karen and Troy, I want to thank you for opening your minds and your hearts to the people listening to us. I think you've made a difference in somebody's life. And if you want to do what Karen and Troy have done, if you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.